Begin the current daven settles yom daf samachay. Begin the omid beis. Begin the taste of master. Begins with the gemara. Umishum gezerim musu. Okay, but because of a gezerim, that's the gemara says. Because of gezerim, can let it die. Would we find such a thing? Now, Taisa gives a huge introduction, quoting from the difficult Mishnayos Masechtas Kinim. Basically, it's an intro for a basic question that Taisa is going to ask. But in that, Taisa says tema. Says to the wonder. The Perek Sheni Masechtas Kinim Tanan. He really goes through the whole Mishnah over there. And he says like this. The Mishnah says, and we're just going to say it in the basic form, that the Mishnah says, Alchaz lazu, b'shtayim lazu, sholosh lazu, b'arba lazu, and hey lazu, and vav lazu, and zayin lazu. Pirish, what's the case, Tomas? So Tosfos explains zayin nashim. There's seven women. Lazu yish ken achas tuma. This woman has one unspecified pair of birds, which the woman has to bring one chatas, one ayla. She didn't specify yet which bird is chatas and ayla. Lazu, the second woman, has shteikin, has two pairs of birds. Lazu, this third woman, sholoshkin, has three pairs of birds, etc., etc., which that's what we have in all these seven women. Each one having one more pair of birds than the other. B'chul, etc. Well, parach goes lech and ma'isi ken yechil l'shnei. What happens is, the story is that one of the birds from the pair of the first woman has only one pair. One of those birds flies to the second woman's two pairs of birds. V'lo no dezu, and you don't know which one it is. And because of that, and that's what the whole Mishnah of Kin there is from the more calculated Mishnah is, now you run into a difficulty. Because you don't know which is going to be which, and whichever one you're going to use it for, that's going to make the other pair into the opposite one. Either if you're going to make this chatas alon zayla, you make this zayla as a chatas, but you don't know which one it is. Then the mishnei parak l'shlish is from the second one that flies, and one flies into the third one. Mishlish l'rvi is from the third one, one flies into the fourth one. Chamish l'shlish is l'rvi from the fifth one to the sixth one, and then it goes l'shlish to the seventh one. V'chazan then comes back. The mishnah tells us, pasul, it's invalid, upaisel, and then invalidates. One when it goes and one when it comes back. Now, so what it comes out like this is Harishonim Hashnei and Laklum. So the first and the second woman, they don't get to use any birds. Pirish, Pasul, it's invalid. Upaisel Echa invalidates one, which is Benzug Hanisher, which is from its peer that's left over. And the reason Mishim Demiyad Kishabach Mishim Lashneya, because right when it flies from the first one to the second one, her Bishneya Yeshbehe Prid. Now, instead of having four birds, there's five birds there. Now, in the Hakim Mimena Elarba, you only let a sacrifice mid four, which are Beis Chatoris and Beis Eilis, two Chatoris and two Eilis. That's the puzzle. Upoitzel asa acher. Now, when Valdez is the other one, which is Benzug Yishnish Mirjoina, the other pair that's from its pair that's left by the first one, because the imaker, if you're going to sacrifice the one that's left over by the first woman, so then you run into the problem. And you say, Chatzis, if you're going to make that one that's left over into Chatzis, because at least I have one left over, let me bring one of them. No, then you hey Nikva Benzugai, Shaparach Lashneya, then you're going to be ultimately establishing that its partner that flew to the second one, you're going to make it into Ba'ayla, into an Ayla. Because that defines it. When you bring one, that defines the other one as into the other one. Now, the problem is now that what you just now did is v'havalei olish and sarv b'dal preidin stum, and now you have an oila mixed into four birds that were unspecified. And v'lo hayu kashal hakamen al shtei oilas. Problem is, you're only allowed to bring from it two oilas, which those are kashal m'manav shach, because either it's the oila that got mixed up from the other woman, or it's that of this woman, which are both oilas. Aval chatas, bar chatas, afal achas lai. No, even one chatas, you can't bring, where you have the oila that's mixed in, because a dilma avid lahi oila lamata. It might be the oila which you're bringing as a chatas oiv lamata. So therefore, that's why in that situation you're not going to be able to bring any chatas. Now, b'sholosh oilas lamata loy, and you're not going to have to bring three oilas above because dilma avid kolin gimel oilas. Because maybe all these three oilas, I mean, oisin dal prayed and shabishni mishal ishachas. Maybe it's from the four birds of the second woman, which is from one woman. I mean, they didn't last them, hamlish the oilas, but that, according to the calculation, only comes out to give you two oilas. And b'chein kishaparach mishni lishlisha. So too, when the bird flies from the second woman to the third woman, b'chein kulin, and so on, haparach nifsal. The one that flies is invalidated because it's concerned that maybe it's more than the obligations of this one woman. And the one that's remaining is also possible, mitam delel, like the reason that we gave before, so that you don't diminish the amounts of the birds that it flew to. And so to now, on its way back, when it flew from the seventh one to the sixth one, from the sixth to the fifth, from the fourth to the third, from the second to the first one, possible. Again, it's invalidated, it's invalidated, and invalidates. Lahachi, therefore, So the first and second one, they don't have anything. The third one has one. The fourth one has two. The fifth one has three, etc. Now, it's a wonder. Because keeping the Paisal Ben Zuga and Rishon, since he's saying that the partner of its peer, that was remaining by the first one. You're telling me, from the first jump, when that first bird goes from the first woman to the second woman, it becomes invalidated. Then I understand. When it's on its way back, from the, let's say, from the 7th to the 6th, L'chamish to the 5th, L'revis to the 4th, L'shlish to the 3rd, L'shlin to the 2nd, L'shlin to the 1st, a mic apostle kosher b'shnia, why is invalidating all that's in the second one? Yekuv menishnei preidin, you should be able to bring from it two birds, as if that it didn't go to the first one. Why? Ki miyad kishabarach b'shayna, mishnir l'shish, right away in the beginning, when it went from the second one to the third one, you told me pasul goes la perech, that the bird that flew gets is pasul. Upaisa ben zuga nish b'shnia, and told me that the one remaining is also invalidated. Vein kosher b'shnia, so therefore it's only valid by the second one. El zug echad chatzis oila, one pair of chatzis oila. So kosher chazan na mishnia l'shayna. So when it goes back on its way back from the second one to the first one, amay mifsul ben zuga nish, why is it invalidating the pair that's left over? Imishum if it's of course the imakav lechatzis, if you can make it a chatzis nikva perech l'shayna la oila, then it can establish that the one that flew to the first one will be oila. And the oila, if it's going to make it oila, it's going to be the one that's flying there to be a chatas. But says Tosfos Mamakach, what's the problem? The whole reason why the bird that flies is invalidates the other one of its peer that's left over, Tosfos explain, is because if you're going to make one chatas, it's going to make the other one to oila, and it's going to be like it's mixed with these unspecified ones, and it's going to limit how much you could bring. But now when it flies to the first one, and we already said that you're not going to sacrifice at all, so. What do you mean, even besides this? Even before you bring the other one as a pair, whatever you're going to designate it, the first one doesn't have anything because you already invalidated it in the first way when it was going, not when it's coming back. So, Mabakach, what's the big deal? That if you're going to go ahead and make it its pair as a chatas ba'ila. And you're not going to be able to bring from the first one only one chatas, if we're going to go ahead and establish the bird that flew into it as a chatas, in other words, when you're going to bring its peer that as a chatas, it's going to cause the one that's mixed in by the other one to be validated as a oila, oila achas, one oila, that as an oila, anyway, you said you're not sacrificing at all. So why are you diminishing one on its way back? And so it says, "V'chein kashos is difficult." Hashlish is amay in le'alachas. Why is the third one only have one? But v'ish time, why the fourth one only have two? V'chemish is gimel, and the fifth one three. V'hashlish is dal, and the sixth one four. V'chazar, and it's way back. V'hashvi is vav, and the seventh one has six. Mishum tochol chodek, because each one you say mafsadi ken echad, it loses one pair. Balicha v'achad, v'chazar, one goes, one that comes back. V'amay, why? Kivinishni in le'klum, you said, and the second one has nothing. Imken hashlish le'tav v'chazar klum, so the third one should not lose anything when it's on its way back. V'yilosh te'kin kashos, but should have two pairs that are valid. Where? So he's wondering, why is it that the second one doesn't have anything and the third one has only one? If the second one has nothing, then the third one should be able to be two, or say that the second one has one and then the third one has one. Because the whole reason is because what's going there and therefore what's coming back. But you're telling me that, meaning because Paisel and Paisel, but it's already been invalid on the way there. Why are you making another one problematic on its way back? So he's doing the same what we learned, the Chayzer Oid Uparach, where, let's say, it continues. Besides going all the way to seven and back to one again, which now we already took away the first two, but Chayzer Oid Uparach, let's go back and flies back again. And then Mechazer Uparach then flies back again. So we said, okay, now that it went another time back and forth, HaShlish Revi'is and Klum, the third and fourth has nothing, HaChemish HaShlachas, the fifth one has one. V'amai, but why? Revi'is Yila Achas, then the fourth one should have one. Kim HaShlish and Klum, because the third one has nothing. V'kidman, I mean Revi'is and Klum, and since you're saying the fourth one has nothing, so HaChemish HaShem, then let the fifth one have two. And V'chem B'Seifah, so to when it continues, and so the Chayzer Oid Uparach goes and flies back again. And Mechazer Uparach then flies back. Then we said the fifth and sixth has nothing, but the seventh has one. Again, you have the same question. So it says, that you're right. Although these are flying into ones which are not being sacrificed, which should not have caused the loss, as was the basis of this whole taste of question, because of a case when it will fly amongst those, we could be sacrificed, which then we do have to make an usher, and therefore it's a gezer. Ah, Bek Shabbini Yaakov Merlines, he says, wait a second, the Mishum Gezer Yemusu? What, because of Gezer you can have them die? Which I was going to question, that was Tosfos Maskil. That was the whole question. That was the whole buildup. That Tirzi answers the Davka Behemoth just like Tekan de Beria Parachach. No, it's specifically like our sugi. We're talking about an animal, which could be fixed by left to graze. That's why we asked the question. We should have fixed it by letting it graze instead of letting it die. Regarding birds, which there's no way of fixing with being left to graze. Shame pit life because no redemption for birds that are blemished. Like the Mevahachi, therefore, we can't ask such a question. Now, picture either he asks, also a question on the Divrei Maaseh of Taisus. What do you mean? We do find by animals that it's left to die because of Gezeira, as the Gemara says, Zvachim, and Gimel Beis. The Gemara says, Kol Zvachim, Shem Zahar, Ben Shar, and Niskel. If you have a carbon that gets mixed in with them, an axe has to be stone. A fellow Achad, Beriba, even one in 10,000, Yimu, Zekum, Nov, they were left to die. And Parach, the Gemara asks, wait a second, Nech Bashinu, didn't I do? Let's press them together, that's going to make one them run. And then you're going to say, call the Parashim, whatever's coming out, when it's in movement, it's coming with the majority, and then it will be permitted. Shem, the Gemara answers, you're right. That would make it permitted, but gezeira shemikach min hakibur. But we say even then it's gonna be also because you might take it when it's stationary. Yeah, so you see that even though it's a gezeira, the halach is we be left to die. Another time, Ridri says the halacha parachachi. That here the question is in our sugi specifically the davka mishum gezeira paratasar, because we have a gezeira of only a bull because of the case of the higot. We the sar gufa in the mitzvah alma mitruma chadasha. Where that's only that even the one that's saying the gezeira for the one that's saying for is only a mitzvah that should be from the new truma. Therefore, that's the Gemara question: who is he left to die? And so to come in park, so to later on when the Gemara asks, "Bishum gezeira par atasar," because of the gezeira par atasar, where the sar gufa gezeira shem yemra girl kavei mishon lechaverto, where the whole problem by sar itself is only gezeira. You might come to say that the latter is going to be from 1 year to the next. So then you musu. That was the same question. In that case, we left the dog. Of course, there are cases, but in such cases, or inamin really, or also Tosfos says appears to me, the parach the Gemara asks the Mishum Gezeira Kazu Par Atusar, where it's such a gezeira like this, where it's because of a bull, because of the case of the he goat of Yom Kippur. The Leidamikul Halachah. We're not even so comparable. The high par of high sar. This is a bull. This is a he goat. High carbon yachav. High carbon tibur. This is the individual's carbon of the par. This is the tibur's. That's why the Gemara says you musu. We left to die. Of Ivis by Ivis, but regarding the case over there in Mesechta's Kingdom, which with birds, the Dhamma Dud Bachal Mil, where they're all the same for all practical purposes, that was Mechleb could get confused because Zun Shabbat Misa, and therefore, yes, although it's a Gezerah, we would make such a Gezerah that it should be left to die. Tinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Gezerah Mishem Chadash Shemes Balao. It's a Gezerah because of the case of if the owner dies. Which Chase explains, Dhamma Mais Echem Kahanim, we're talking about that if one of the Kahanim, or all part of this par, that's the reason why we said you can't leave it up to the next year. Because although we had said in the previous topic a question, are the Kahanim are permanent parts of the Kabar or they're just floating, secondary, but still, Ro, Ligzer, still it's appropriate to make a Gzer, but par, by the case of the bull, when one of the Kahanim die, because of the case when the actual owner dies, because on some level they're part of the owner. And that was the Gzer they were concerned for. But this Rashi explains Dimma Mai is Kohen Gadol, that maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to die. Nearly, that doesn't seem correct to me. Because this is something that's pretty obvious and visible. That's Shalom and Lamin, you could figure out Imai Sola if he died in that way. You don't have to make a Gzeirah. But if it's just one of all the Kohanim, then you do have to be concerned. The Efshalei, the Shabbat, you can't really know definitively Imai Sham and Ayuloi, did one of them die from last Yom Kippur to this Yom Kippur. And therefore, that's why. That was the gezer b'shemachad shemei sabalel. That if maybe one of the kahanim is going to die until next year, and that's why we leave it to die. Kitzim next does not to begin with the gemara b'shemachad shabbos shnas v'chul because the case of a chatas that it's already past its year. Until where the gemara says tenach so, well that makes sense according to the sar. Par Michael, remember what it means in the case of the bull. Rishai says, what do you mean? Tameli, it's a wonder to me. My parach haba par nami. What are you asking? But par also the dina huli has been shalosh shana mesulah. He could only be 3 years old and not older than that. Yavishnah is a puzzle. If it passed that year, it's going to be invalid. So Mitzulah Chazal Krav, it's not going to be fit for Krav anymore. Kidnam, Parakam, the Zachlis Parim. Basically, I mean, it says Parim. He says B'nei Shtayim is 2 years old. Chamim, they say, no, B'nei Shalach, also 3 years old. Remeim, it says, B'nei Arba, B'chamash, oh, even 4 or 5 years old. It's just you don't bring the older ones because of honor. So Amad, you see, Rabban and Shem Shalosh Lai, they don't let it older than 3. So you should have the same concern about maybe it's going to be over its age. That's a tell you something you could say is, no, he deposits like Rabbi, you're right, although it's invalid to be sacrificed, Lavalan Meme Yemusa, we wouldn't have said that she left to die. Because the Shema, like Gemiri Hilchasad, the Chadash Abish Nasa, maybe we didn't learn this halacha of that Chadash that's passed this year that's left to die, El Bechadash. Only Bechadash, Shikisva, which is a Shilam, or a Seir, or a Shigot, or a Sar, or a Higot, the Habib Neshan, which it has to be in its first year. And therefore, they would be appropriate to make the Gzera of maybe it passed its year. Because if it actually did pass this year, then you're left to die. But regarding bulls that are 3 years old, Like Mir Hilchos of the Musik Shabbos Shalshim. We never had a halachah amongst Rishonim there that it's to be left to die within the past 3 years. It's not appropriate to make such a gezerah because we have a little maybe year. We would have said that okay, let it graze, but not left to die. Or you know, another person that says halachah parak libra Meir. He would ask you according to Reb Meir, who he says over there in Masechtas Paro that it's even good if it's 5 or 6 years old, and therefore obviously it's not appropriate to make gezerah of passing its years. Now and the kodachkes lishnuye. Because from the fact that you're pushing to answer gzeir mishum avish nasa, because it might have passed its year, the havis motzalish noibel gzeir, because you really could have said even without gzeir, you could have said l'rabban d'rebi, where according to them havichadash avish nasa mamish, not gzeir, it's literally that it passed its year. Ella obviously could they look mekukul elma? Rabbi wanted to say it could even be like everyone, a filik rabbi mishan nasacha. That's why you answer like this as gzeir. Okay, and therefore says Taisis l'rameir that he says dama bapar af b'nei arba b'chamish v'udin fei. So my metartzis, what are you going to answer? That's what the Gemara was asking this question. But of course, yeah, we could have said according to other opinions why it would make sense.